Saturday, the 3rd of February 2018. A well-being budget. The Prime Minister, in her speech to New Zealand 2 days ago, said that in the future, money given for various projects by the government will need to contribute to New Zealand's well-being, not just to our GDP. Previously, the measure of success of a government has been economic, an improved GDP. However, there is a mood for change, not just in New Zealand, but in many developed countries. Jacinda Ardern said that those who want government money will need to show how this money will improve our natural, social, human, or possibly cultural well-being. Our natural well-being concerns our environment, including energy. Social well-being is about housing, a good standard of living, and how people relate to each other in communities. Human well-being includes people's skills, education, health, work, and recreation. Cultural well-being concerns cultural identity, perhaps also music and the arts, but also about how we feel in comparison with other countries. These are Ms. Ardern's words. It will no longer be good enough to say a policy is successful because it increases GDP if, at the same time, it also degrades the physical environment or drives down wages or fractures a community. Treasury has been working on how to define these factors since December. New Zealand is not the first country to consider well-being. For example, in 2010, the UK Prime Minister David Cameron talked about the importance of happiness, of general well-being, not just improved GDP. In 2011, the OECD published a Better Life Index and rated the countries in the OECD on 11 factors. New Zealand is planning to host the third international conference on well-being and public policy in September.